and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show where fun and laughter go together like a horse and marriage. Today we're coming to you from the splendid Royal Theatre in Northampton, a town that's described... Oh. A town that's described as the Naples of the Midlands. As often as Naples is described as the Northampton of Lombardy. Originally called Hampton, or large village, the name Northampton stems from the Viking occupation when it became Norse Hampton. It was in 973 AD that the Saxon king Edgar regained the town from the Norse king Guthrum and freed its captive women folk, who were all highly impressed with his victory proclamation, "I have the Hampton of a Norse." Northampton isn't only famous for visits by old kings, so let's introduce the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And the warmest of welcomes, please, for our ever-watchful scorer, the delightful Samantha. Right, well, our first round is largely self-explanatory, as it's called Round One. And appropriately, it involves a game known as Famous First Words. It's come to my attention, teams, that the last words uttered by famous people are generally well-known, but their first are seldom recorded. So with this in mind, I'd like suggestions, please, of first words that might have sprung from the lips of famous people, either still living or guesting on Celebrity Squares. Tim, will you start, please?
Paula Yates.
Paula? What sort of a name is Paula?
Margaret Thatcher. No, I'll cut the cord and open myself.
Margaret Thatcher. We are a granddaughter.
Willie.
Sir David Frost. Hello, good evening, and Talcum.
John Major. Mum, get off this trapeze.
Michael Howard. I'm not coming out till I've served my full term.
John Redwood. Sorry, wrong planet.
Michael Barrymore. I'm out.
Saddam Hussein. That was the battle of all mothers.
Ooh. Jeremy Beadle. And you thought it was just indigestion.
Julian Clary, never again.
Any more?
Mary Whitehouse, surely there must be a better way than this.
Our next round is called One Song to the Tune of Another, and it seems that no matter how often I explain this, I always have to run over it again. So... Put simply, we take a song, the one song referred to in the title, then the tune of this first or one song is dispensed with, retaining only the words. So one song actually means one set of words. Now, a set of words to a song without a tune is no good to anyone. So replacement music is required, which is where a second song comes in. And teams, I see you scratching your heads, but that's what the word another alludes to. Song two, or another as we know it, is already equipped with its own set of words. So what we do is pretend it's an instrumental. In other words, teams, another song with only a tune to which the one song with only words can be sung. And there it is, in a nutshell. One song to the tune of another. Don't get overconfident, teams, because I've yet to introduce the double handicap system. Colin Sell and the piano accompaniment. Willie, I'd like you to start off by singing The Words of Brown Girl in the Ring by Boney M. to the tune of Blue Moon.
tra-la-la. There's a brown girl in the ring, tra-la-la. Brown girl in the ring. She looks like a sugar in the plum, plum, plum. Show me emotion, tra-la-la. Come on, show me emotion. Emotion, tra-la-la. She looks like a sugar in the plum. Old head water run dry, nowhere to wash my clothes. Old head water run dry, got nowhere to wash my clothes. I remember one Saturday night we have fried fish and Johnny cakes, Irie cakes. Dang, dang.
Okay, it's your turn, Barry. Will you please sing Barry Manilow's delightful Bermuda Triangle to the tune of Hey Jude?
Bermuda Triangle, it makes people disappear. Bermuda Triangle, don't go too near. Don't go too near. But she doesn't see my angle, and she thinks I'm being dumb. So Bermuda Triangle, here we come. Lying with my woman on the island sand, I look up and see her with a stranger hand.
Over to you now, Tim. Will you please sing the words of Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf? To the tune of Postman Pat.
Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning comes. When the night is over, like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone, 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 gone. Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning comes. But when the day, oh, when the day is done, and the sun goes down, and the moonlight shining through, then like a sinner before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling back to you, you, you.
Finally, Graham, will you please sing the words of Driving in My Car by Madness to the tune of La Donna e Mobile?
I've been driving in my car. It's not quite a Jaguar. I bought it in Primrose Hill from a bloke from Brazil. It was made in 59 in a factory by the Tyne. It says Morris on the door. The GPO owned it before. I drive in it for my job. The governor calls me a slob, but I don't really care. Give me some gas in the open air. It's a bit old, but it's mine. I mend it in my spare time. Just last week I changed the oil, rocket valves and the coil. Last week it went round the clock. I also had a little knock. I dented somebody's fender. He learned not to park on a bender. I like driving in my car. It don't look much, but I've been far. I like driving in my car, even with a flat tire.
Okay, it's now time to play a round called Straight Face. In this round, contestants should take it in turns to exchange individual words on a subject of my choosing, and the object is to fail to get laughs from our theatre audience. The secret, of course, is to avoid inherently funny words like chicken, bottom, and subsidiarity. At last year's Straight Face Olympics, by the way, in Helsinki, our two teams tied for a gold medal, a whisker ahead of Jim Davidson and Malcolm Rifkin. Today's subject is farming and agriculture. And remember, teams, the merest hint of a titter from our audience will result in immediate disqualification, one by one. And the winner, of course, is the last one to be on the stage, which will be me. Okay, Graham, will you start, please?
Midden. Seed. Heifer. Muck. Cock. Bullocks. Furrow. Silage. Giles. Wellies. Stook. Common agricultural policy.
Yeah, sorry, Willie, that was, definitely
I heard
a titter. Did
myself.
You hear it?
Muffled, but definitely audible.
Okay, so you have to follow now, and it's you, Graham, start off.
Parlour.
Mulch.
Dung.
Set aside.
Slurry.
Tractor.
Barn.
Manure.
Compost.
Nitrate.
Chicken. I warned you about that. Okay, so it's really between... Who's it between? It's between Graham and Barry. No, you're out, are you, Barry?
No. Am I out? Thank you.
Okay. Graham and Barry, how exciting. Graham.
Pig.
Barn.
That barn.
No rule about repetition in this, is there?
Didn't laugh the first time, see, either. Silage.
Gosling.
Gosling. Goose.
Gander.
Wife. Farmer's wife. Come on.
Son.
Wait a minute, I've forgotten the rules of this game.
You're not alone.
No, well, you both had a titter there, yeah. I noticed. Graham, you're disqualifying. Carry on, Barry. No, I'll tell you what. It's time now for a new round called Mood Music, in which the teams will have to adapt a scene of my choosing to fit a random selection of backing music. It shouldn't be confused with another game called Mood Music, which is a regular highlight of the Royal Agricultural Show. In this round, teams, I shall provide each team with a situation which I'd like you to start to enact. However, at certain unscheduled points, a selection of mood music will be played in, and you should attempt to adapt your scenarios to suit the music provided. So, Tim and Willie, you're to start. I'd like you to assume the roles of a librarian and someone who's come to extend his loan on a book.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wish to extend the loan on my book.
What book would that be, then?
I'll be belly dancing in 10 easy lessons. By Fatima Whitbread. It's an excellent book, but I'm a very slow reader, and I'd like to keep it for 4 or 5 years.
I'm afraid you can't extend your loan, but perhaps I could insist you in something else, like...
Mr. McPherson, I've told you not to play the bagpipes in the library, Mr. McPherson.
Sorry, you were saying.
And that goes for you, Mr. Portillo, as well.
What I would really like, Mr. Librarian, is
is to know what happened to the love of my life. Mrs. Bradley of no fixed abode. Oh, it's miles away, sorry.
Mrs. Bradley, you say?
Yes.
I married her.
Your turn, Barry and Graham. I'd like you now to take the roles of a traffic policeman and a motorist who's just been stopped. When you're ready, off you go.
Oh, Lord, what is it now?
Well, you sit there very cool, calm and collected, sir, with your cheroot. Not a word with you, sir.
But I've just lit up. Look, if it's about my rear light, I can explain that. Or the muddy number plates, is that it?
No, and it's not your rear view mirror missing on the driver's side, sir.
No.
Tell you. It's mainly to do with you playing an accordion while driving on the M1.
Well, officer, look here. I can explain that.
You will, sir. You will. Could I ask you to step out of the car?
Certainly.
Stop hopping about, sir. Stop hopping about.
Yep.
Don't wave those two sticks at me. You'll have somebody's eye out.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Then pull your shirt down. That's not funny. My God, we'll stay in your navel.
What? It's a precious gem or jewel.
I hope you're not offering me a bribe, sir.
Perish the thought, officer.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
Hang on a minute. I've got to put on these flares. This cravat, and I've got to wait until the dolly bird arrives. Oh, here she is now. Bye.
Typical.
Right, well, it's now time for an interesting round called Radio Jigsaw. It shouldn't be confused, of course, with the panel game featuring Ken Russell, David Mellor, and Paula Yates. That's Radio Eyesaw. This is a round we've been playing for some time now in which the teams attempt to complete my favourite jigsaw. It's a 3,000-piece puzzle of Constables, the Haywayne. Last week, after 24 years, we very nearly completed the edges. So, OK, teams, if you care to spread the remaining pieces out, let's see what we've got. Tim and Willie, any ideas?
There's a phone booth.
Can't be right, it's not a red one.
This could be Wayne, yeah? I've got a corner here. It says, made in Great Britain Art.
You've done the corners.
So it must be from another jigsaw. What's that over there? That could go together with that. That's got an eye. Foot and a...
Nice.
No, it doesn't go.
No.
You stuck?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Barry and Graham, see if you can do any better.
No. Is that an edge? No, it's a bush.
No.
Wait a minute.
There's a lot of bushes in
it. Yeah.
You got
a hammer?
What?
On me?
Yeah. What, or in the jigsaw?
No, to make it fit.
Oh, right. Those pieces aren't from this jigsaw.
Which?
Those six,
what
seven...
What are they?
No, it's the Linford Christie jigsaw, that one. About 11 pieces there that don't belong in the hayway.
I had that down as an oak.
Is that a wheel? There's a wheel there, look.
That's just where I caught my hand,
eh? Oh, right.
I don't think we're going to get much further this week, do you?
OK, well, if you care to pass the pieces back to Samantha, she'll be awarding points. Oh, dear, she's dropped them. What a shame. OK, we're going to go on to a round called New Musical Combinations, featuring popular combos from the past, but incorporating an improbable non-musical member. Which reminds me, Colin Sell is once again at the piano. And with exciting career news, he tells me that he's recently started to work with pop sensation Björk. So now he's making regular trips to Iceland. Or if they're shut, he goes to Bjarne. Right, we'll start with you, Tim and Willie, and I'd like you to assume the identities of that not-so-well-known double act, Flanagan and Alan Wicker. Singing Underneath the Arches.
This is my first interview with a poor person. Where am I?
Underneath the arches.
What are you doing?
I dream my dreams away.
Where did you say you were?
Underneath the arches.
What are you lying on?
Oh, cobblestones I lay.
Do you do this often?
Every night you'll find me.
How are you?
Tired out and worn.
Don't you ever cheer up?
Happy when the daylight comes creeping, heralding the dawn.
How do you occupy yourself?
Sleeping when it's raining.
What do you do when it's fine?
And sleeping when it's fine.
What is that noise?
Train rattling by above all.
I'm giving this up. I'm going back to Tennessee, where I can speak to very, very rich people like myself.
No matter
pay no
where
tax
I
whatsoever.
Underneath the arch.
Now, what are you doing?
I dream my
you silly poor person.
Okay, your turn, Barry and Graham. I'd like you to be that popular musical partnership, René and Rent-A-Cab. Singing your big hit, Save Your Love.
Save your love, my darling, save your love.
Fortune.
On summer nights with the moon and stars above.
42, where are you?
Serenade. Long to sing you the reddest rose I always bring you. Save your love for Roma and for me.
Wandsworth by the bridge, I told you.
Even though it's been so very long.
Roger.
The memory of our love still lingers on.
He's outside Yates' his wine lodge.
I can't wait to hold and kiss
wait
you, don't so you know
yeah.
How much I miss you. Darling, sing for me a love song.
Tell a lie.
Salva l'amore, cara, salva l'amore.
Ferret and follicle on the corner.
Let us eat this little luna, let's tell us all.
Follicle, you bird.
Well, teams, we certainly got through a lot of awful games today. Hang on, wait a minute. I think I misread that. No, I didn't. It's almost time to say goodbye, but not before we fitted in a final round of Builders Film Club. So, teams, while Samantha nips out to meet a roofer in order to get felt laid down in the loft... I'd like you please to provide us with some film titles likely to prove popular with an audience. Tell you what, let's switch the camera.
What?
This happened to James Naughtie the other day. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Oh, you did. Right. Yeah.
Trevor McDonald got Kent Countryside wrong on News at 10.
I'd like you please to provide us with some film titles likely to prove.
Yeah.
It's a pity this is going out live, really.
It will be at this rate.
Right. I'd like you please to provide us with some film titles likely to prove popular with an audience drawn from the building trade.
Sorry, what was that again?
I'd like you please to provide us with some film titles likely to prove popular with an audience drawn from the building trade. Barry, will you... Barry, will you start, please?
All About Eves.
Great Expectations. The Turn of the Screw, which is a Hammer film starring Christopher Plummer.
Actually, there was a Builders Film Festival last weekend.
Oh, yes.
But they didn't turn up till Wednesday.
One Cuckoo's Nest Over the Flue.
Rebel Without a Damp Course.
Pebble Dash Gordon. Or Flush Gordon. One we've all been waiting for. Bring Me the Heart of Alfredo Garcia.
Schindler's Loft Conversion.
Making Good, the Bad and the Ugly.
Robert Bitumen in Ryan's Mortar. Riot in Breeze Block 11. Girder on the Orient Express. By A. Gutter Christie. And A Rivet Runs Through It. James Masonette in A Stair Is Born.
The Magnificent Cement.
I beg your pardon.
Dang, 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 dang. Hail the Concrete Hero Comes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as the loose-boweled pigeon of time swoops low over the tourist of destiny, and the unlicensed minicab of fate gets lost in the one-way system of eternity, I notice it's time for the end of the show. So from me, Samantha, the teams, and the good people of Northampton, goodbye.